Send your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast. This is the show all about iPhone photography and not my obsession with the Fujifilm camera. Yeah, it's gotten that far. I'm Mark Sadowski.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And guys, what a week it's been already. Okay. I mean, we're recording on Wednesday. And already just a ton of news. And I think without further ado, we should just talk about the thing that's on everybody's mind. Waze was purchased by Google, or in the process of being purchased by Google. What do you guys think of that? There's like riots going on in the streets.
I would care if I actually was using the app, which I'm not.
Oh, you don't use it?
It requires me to use up my data, and I don't have a unlimited plan.
Why would you care, though? Like, if you were using it, why would you care?
Because if I went over, it'd cost me more money.
No.
Pretend
that you did use the app. Data aside, why would you care that Google purchased it?
Because Google is the evil empire. I don't know.
With so many evil empires out there, it's hard to pick just one.
Yahoo, Google, Facebook, they're all evil.
Yeah.
I don't think I would pretty much care. I'd say congratulations, maybe.
To Waze, anyway. What are they getting purchased for? Like $1 billion or something?
I don't think it's been officially announced, but the rumor is maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah. And there's going to be stock options involved. And
sure.
The stocks will
go down. You know what Google's going to do is they're going to just take it. They're going to take what they like out of it and then just trash the rest.
From early reports, it's actually they're going to leave it as is.
Right.
Well, think
That's
about
what it. They all say.
Well, think about it. The best part about Waze is the live traffic reporting that the users get to do.
No, that's true.
So why would they kill the best feature? I mean, you might as well just not use it at all. So it makes sense to keep them.
No, they would take it. They would use it. They'd integrate it.
If it gets integrated, I don't have any problem with that. I just don't want to lose my ranking. I'm on my way to I'm on my way to kingship here. I'm already a knight.
So I like Waze, and I use it from time to time, but not enough to, kind of get points and different little icons and whatever. But I think it is it's a great GPS app. It really is.
Yeah.
But most of the time when I fire up a GPS app, I'm in a place that I've never been before. And I just want to know how to get somewhere from wherever I am. And 9 times out of 10, I just kind of default to Google Maps. And with all the updates that have been done to that app, it just seems so much easier to use that. So,
and you use less data because you're only streaming in just certain bits, and then the GPS handles the rest.
Yeah. Right. And
you're not swerving all over the road to try to hit some sort of little icon.
And I like both apps. So, if they do, if they leave it alone, that's great.
Excuse me.
But if they do end up blending, the best of Google Maps and the best of Waze together, I mean, that'll be pretty awesome. I am not really pessimistic about this purchase. I only see benefits, really.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think, and it's going to be wait and see. I mean, if they're going to leave it alone, awesome. If they're going to allow ways to use some of Google search, even better. And I think you could have a nice little happy medium between the two. And I mean, we'll wait and see. But I like it too. I like the merger. Personally, I would have liked it if they were to be on their own the whole time, because I like the app the way it is. But, I mean, if anyone was to buy it, I guess Google would be the best one. I wasn't too keen on Apple since they haven't exactly done well with their maps.
Yeah.
Facebook, I'm just uncomfortable with, even though they've been okay with Instagram. I don't know. I don't like change.
Well, since it happened, I'm okay with it.
There we go. Anyway, that was just a joke. The real news is all the stuff that happened in WWDC.
News team, assemble!
So, how about that iOS 7?
Woohoo!
Well, wait, let's back up. What if people don't know what WWDC is?
I don't know what it is.
Worldwide Developers Conference.
There you go. I remember the worldwide part, then the rest gets foggy.
And that's an Apple-only event.
Apple-only event. It has nothing to do with wrestling.
Yeah.
Yet.
Or the District of Columbia.
There you go. Oh, my God. I still have this cold. But anyway, let's just start with the obvious one that affects us. iOS 7 and all the stuff that's happening to the camera app. So, Joe, have you taken a look at this yet?
Yeah, and, you know,
why don't you go over the features while I hack up along?
Okay, cool. It looks like the changes that are happening to the... I was a little disappointed. Well, I take that back. It was what I expected. Just from the fact that I think that most of the innovation that comes out in the iPhone is the developers, the app developers. But there was a small change to the camera app. If you go to apple.com, go to apple.com/iOS/iOS7, you can scroll down and see small snippets of some of the changes that are happening to some of these apps and some of the new stuff. And so you can actually click on the little video, and it shows a couple sitting there, and it shows them in sort of a live view for video. And it goes over to photo, but then there's another option, square.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, you know, that's okay. I'm not a square photo type person. If you go to my Instagram feed, I do the full resolution of the image, and I add the white borders to the black space.
Yeah.
So for me, it's not that big of a deal. Now, granted, I don't have it in my hand, and I don't know what extra features or anything that they've done to the camera. If there's going to be any changes, that's going to make me go woohoo. But it looks like they gave you the options too to add filters.
Yes, and you can actually look at the filters live on the webpage.
Right, right. So I guess that's cool if I use it. But you know, that I think that was probably one of the things I was slightly disappointed about. But at the same time, like I said, I think most of our innovation is going to be coming from web apps. I mean, web apps, the app store, mm-hmm. with the developers. So what are your thoughts?
Let me just kind of counterpoint you just a little tiny bit, Joe. So some of the things that I think they're adding to the camera, like the square feature, mm-hmm. you know, I know that you're not thrilled about it, but you have to stop and think about what the iPhone is and basically what it's trying to be. It's trying to be all things to all people, you know? So you have to think about what's popular right now. Instagram's popular. Mm-hmm. And Apple wants you to use their camera app. And if you can take a photo and just have it in the square format and upload it to Instagram easily, you know, that's what's popular. It's might not be your thing, okay. But it's the popular thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I think what I fail to sometimes think about is people actually take photos with the Instagram app.
That is true.
I not that it's bad or anything, but I'm OCD when it comes to my images. So I always do it from either the native camera app or something like this. So I can see why they would want to do that. you know, it'd be a lot easier to swipe and then just take the image as it's happening instead of going into Instagram and, you know, trying to pull up the app and, you know, do five less steps to be able to take the image.
Yeah.
I just think that before we bag on new features, we just have to keep in mind that we're sitting here and we're passionate about iPhone photography, but the iPhone is not a camera, you know, so it has a camera, but it's not a camera. So,
right.
That's not, you know, Apple's not sitting down thinking, well, what do the guys at Tiny Shutter want? You know,
what?
I know I hate to break that to you. Sorry. They didn't mention that in the keynote, unfortunately, but, you know, but some of the things, in the new iOS are really awesome. You know, I hate the fact that organization of your photos in your photo stream is so darn difficult on an iPhone. You know, it's a pain in the butt to put things into albums or folders or whatever. A lot of times, if you like really want to do it right, you have to do it on your computer and then sync it. And it's really kind of a pain in the butt. So the new way that the photo library just kind of automatically sorts your stuff, I think, is really awesome.
Yeah, the new collections.
Yeah,
I'm curious to see how it's going to do it to my images and if I'll like it or not. But
it's going to ruin. I guarantee it. And it's going to make every single one of them square.
Yes. Triangle.
That's awesome.
I guess, and also on top of all this, it's going to run much faster and much cleaner. You have less clutter in the photo app itself. I mean, it's very sparse. You just have your button and, you know, it's total minimalist. Yeah. Johnny Ives really went to town on these apps. And
let me ask you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go on. No, I was babbling.
I was going to say, let me ask you, outside of the camera and in the photos, list the one thing that you saw that you're most excited about other than the camera part.
Well, partly the Siri.
Okay.
They're saying you're going to like what you hear and see. I just want the goddamn thing to work. Siri has become, and I apologize if I offend anybody here, but Siri is retardedly stupid. I mean, just stupid beyond imagination. I got a text message from my wife today, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm driving, so I have my earbud in, and I hold it down to activate, and I'm like, read my new text message. And Siri says, you have no new text messages. I'm like, bullshit, it just came in. I heard it. I see it on the screen. So I do it again. I'm like, read my new text message. And then she goes into reading my message. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're so dumb. And then and then I'm trying to call Maud Byrne from one of the hosts on the Lens Wipe. So I'm like, call Maud Byrne. And it said, it just gave me something. I can't find Mosher in your businesses. Would you like me to search for it? I'm like, no, you stupid idiot. I want you to call Maud Byrne. It's not. And here I am. I'm just freaking enunciating everything, like enunciating to a ridiculous degree. Now, I understand I have a little bit of a lisp. I'm not exactly, you know.
A little bit?
Come on. Okay. I already. You know what? I'm just going to blame Siri for my lisp. God damn it.
There you go.
Like, what about you, Matt? Wait, I'm not done with my tirade. I'm about to put my fist through something in a second. But it's just, she's just become so stupid. Like, give me an easy name. Matt Hoffman. Matt Hoffman is an easy name to recognize. She can't do it. Nope. Basically, what was the one time? I think I called you one time, and I'm like, call Matt Hoffman. And she says, I can't find – she screwed up your name. But then she said, would you like me to call Matt Hoffman instead? I'm like, yeah, all right, fine. That's you stupid idiot. And she turned it around to think that I'm the stupid one. And she turned it around to think that, oh, wait, this is who you think you there.
I hate Siri. The engineer sitting there going, hey, watch this.
I guarantee you. And then one time, all right, I got so pissed off at Siri. I'm like, listen, I know you have your – I know you have Apple's ear. You report everything you say to them. Tell your people at Apple that I think you're a freaking idiot. I'm using, you know, toned down words. I'm using a lot more colorful language. I'm like, I think you're an idiot. I think you're a whore. And I think you're just the dumbest thing that Cupertino has messed up with. And then she had the nerve to tell me I don't have Apple in my contacts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
So I'm hoping that Siri actually has some sort of just even a slight improvement to her intelligence. And the fact that you can use a guy's voice now. It's not quite Jarvis from Iron Man, but close enough.
What about you, Matt?
I think one of the things that I think is really cool is the new control center. Mm-hmm. Where you basically swipe up from the bottom of the screen and mm-hmm. you get a little overlay that gives you really quick access to a bunch of different things on the phone, like putting it in airplane mode or connecting to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, controlling the brightness, which is mm-hmm. really awesome. Gives you super quick access to playing music. It has a flashlight, which is yep. awesome.
Yeah, it's flashlight app. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's an app right there that I'll get rid of off my phone. You know? Yeah. and also quick access to the camera too. You know, which is cool. So I think that is just from a convenience standpoint, just really cool.
I'm actually looking forward to playing with AirDrop. I'm actually going to get Apple TV sometime soon.
You don't need Apple TV for AirDrop.
No, but I do need it for the TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've played with Apple TV before in AirPlay, I think mm-hmm. it is. It's awesome. You know, I'd sit there and show slides of
Oh, wait, AirDrop is for the computer, not the TV, right?
No. Okay, this is what I'm most excited about, is AirDrop. AirDrop, what it's supposed to be like Bump. You ever use Bump before?
Yeah.
Okay, where you're able to share images with people around you over Wi-Fi. And you don't need to go, as I think Tim Cook said, you don't have to go around bumping your phones together.
But does it have to be Wi-Fi, or can you do it over the network?
I think it might be, well, yeah, I mean, that's what Wi-Fi is.
Because network is network.
Okay, you can have your different devices be able to talk to each other over a Wi-Fi connection.
Wi-Fi and Bluetooth.
Right. So the Wi-Fi would be the network that it's communicating through. That's
your internet network, not the 3G network.
Right. Yeah.
And Bluetooth is just the Bluetooth setup. So it's not using 3G, but still good enough.
Right. So that I'm most excited about that. Because I'm really hoping that I can share videos, like be able to send a video from one device to another. I'm really hoping that'll be the case. But it might be only images. Apple's not letting us do
a photo or document.
Did you guys establish the Wi-Fi thing?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, when he was saying network, I was thinking of a network inside a home or a business, you know, over Wi-Fi.
I hear you.
Not the 3G.
Right.
So yeah, I'm most excited about that app. and being able to use it. So when I get it, that's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to fire up AirDrop.
You guys excited about iTunes Radio?
Sure, I guess.
You know, I don't currently use any of the radio like clients that are out there right now, like Pandora or Spotify or anything. So I might check it out, but I just never seem to get into those radio apps for some reason.
I use Pandora.
My wife uses Pandora, and I think I'm going to get her the $25 a year thing for no ads, because I think she'll get the most out of that. That seems pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm curious to play with the whole iOS 7.
Overall, what do you guys think of the redesign?
I like it.
You know what I'm actually looking forward to, and it's kind of a minute thing, but your lock screen, you could do like a panoramic version. So,
yes, that is awesome.
I can't wait to throw one of my panoramics up there.
Yeah, I know.
So that, I mean, it's very minor. It's not that big a deal, but I'm like, oh, that looks so awesome. So
yeah, that is a pretty neat feature. If anyone doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, you could set a panoramic image as your what do you call it? Your background picture.
Yeah.
Yep.
On your lock screen, and as you move your phone, like up or down or tilt it side to side, it actually moves the image. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's freaking sweet.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, it's not. It doesn't serve any purpose other than to just look cool.
You know what I'm going to do is, and I'll probably have links to them on our site, but I'm actually going to make a bunch, like some panoramics from our trip that we're going to take next week. Next week? Is it next week already? Holy crap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, not this coming weekend, but the following
week. Right. But I'm going to take a whole bunch of photos, and I'm just going to post them on the Tiny Shutter page and LensWipe page. And if you guys want to grab them, anybody wants to grab them, it's all good.
Yeah, I like the design as long as it doesn't have to look as girly as it does.
Yeah.
Like, the colors are cool. It's hard to tell, you know, just looking at it on the computer what it's really going to look like. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. The colors, they're bright, but some of them are very, like, pastel looking. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't want them to be like drab and dull, but I also don't want people to see my phone laying somewhere and be like, oh, that girl's got a cute phone.
Well, they're using a default image for like they're using a bokeh effect for their background. But
sure.
Some of their apps, I don't think I'm going to have it front and center anyway. Like right. Weather is in its own folder. Game Center, get rid of. Passbook I have on another page. So a lot of these things, like Newsstand and stuff, I don't even have on the main page. It's other stuff. So I'm kind of curious to see what app developers are going to do with their own icons. I'm sure there's going to be a massive update soon.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah. But all in all, overall, okay, scale of 1 to 10, or ABC, I don't know, whatever you guys want to rate this with. Matt, what do you think overall iOS and overall on the photography side of things?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I rate it a J. No, for real, I'm really excited about the whole thing. I can't wait for it.
Nice. How about you? Joe,
I'm a 8 or a 9. I think it's up there. I think I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, I'm giving it a solid 8 so far for anticipation and everything. I like what I see. I'll be curious to see what actually comes out, how it'll handle. I'm sure for the first few weeks it's going to be a battery drain, something's going to go wrong, it's going to crash everything, and we're all going to be pissed. but then after, it'll work itself out. But this year, I got to say, I'm in line to get a new iPhone, whatever that iPhone's going to be. So I'm pretty psyched about that, too.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know what features are going to be, but I'm sure we'll be hearing a ton of rumors.
Hopefully.
I don't think they're going to disappoint us in that regard. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear a whole lot of stuff. So I'll be curious to see. So anyway, all right, so that's iOS. What do you guys think about some of the other stuff that came out during the conference? The new Mac Pro, what do you guys think of that?
Sign me up.
That thing is sick. I mean, the one thing, I mean, as a, for some professionals, I think the one hindrance is going to be is that you really can't upgrade the device itself. Everything has to be upgraded via Thunderbolt, because everything in the circuit, everything in the base of the computer is all soldered in, so you can't really do any upgrades there. But apart from that, that thing looks sick. Oh my God, the specs behind that thing, I was like, oh!
Yeah, I don't even know what kind of upgrades you could possibly do from there.
Well, I mean, not right now, but a few years down the line. Like, graphics card is going to be a big thing. But again, any of those things could be handled through Thunderbolt, I guess. So, no biggie. The one thing that I really looked at that I thought was really, really nice is the new MacBook Airs. Holy crap, the battery life on those things. And
Wasn't the 13-inch like a 24-hour? No.
12 hours.
12 hours.
12-hour battery life. But overall, I think the new operating system, which is actually the new OS X Mavericks. I was curious to see if they were going to go with cat theme or what, and I'm glad that they played around with that. Sea lion.
Yeah, sea lion. We're running out of lions. Let's do sea lion.
But it seems like they're really, really hunkering down on saving on performance. It's going to cut down on a lot of bandwidth as far as like what your computer's doing, as well as battery life and stuff. So that's a real positive. And I'm glad that they're not kind of, for a while, I think we were all worried that, you know, they were iOSing the operating system a little too much. And I think they deviated away from that. There was
they were going to pull a Windows 8.
Yeah, that's what we were all worried about. And I'm glad we didn't see that. So I'm excited for the operating system, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm using. You know, it's like I have HP here with Windows 8. And, you know, it's like, it's okay. But, you know, I look at these Macs and I'm like, something I'm not going to be getting anytime soon.
Well, I'm using two operating systems on my Mac Pro. My MacBook Pro. I have Mountain Lion, which is the front and center of everything I use. And then 50 gigs is distributed into Snow Leopard. I have Snow Leopard running just so I can, is strictly to do podcasts, because the software that I use, I'm not going to badmouth anybody. Wiretap Anywhere, Ambrosia, you stupid idiots. They've totally dropped the ball. They haven't made an upgrade to that. It can only run on Snow Leopard. It doesn't work at all with like anything else. So it's like, all because I want to do something like this on the lens wipe.
Oh, good for you.
That's the reason why I'm stuck with Snow Leopard, because I want stupid sound bites to come through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, not that anybody asked, but I'm more excited about the new operating system than I was a couple days ago when I first heard about it.
Why is that?
Well, when Mountain Lion came out, the rumor was that that would be the last operating system that would work on a mid-2007 model iMac,
which is
the computer that I own.
Same here. I have a Mac, iMac upstairs. Not iMac, just a, what are they call them? iMac still, or is just Mac?
They still call them iMacs.
iMacs. All right, whatever. I'm babbling now. But anyway, I'm in the same boat, 2007.
Yeah. But today I saw a list of computers that supposedly will support the new operating system. And fortunately, it's at the very bottom of the list, but Macs or iMacs mid-2007 model is on that list.
Essentially, if you were able to update to Mountain Lion, you can update to Mavericks.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. Very happy to hear that too. So moving on, I think we've had enough of the news section here. Let's move to post pick of the week. And who's up for this time?
That would be me, fine sirs.
Awesome.
So I have a post pick of the week, but I also want to mention, this is like an honorable mention, another photo. So I'm sure you guys remember, I don't know, it was like a week or two ago, we talked about the dude that took the picture of the moon with the Magnify adapter.
Yes.
I think that was last week. We talked about that real quick. And we encouraged people to upload their moon pictures to the Tiny Shutter feed. Well, there's a Instagram user, the number one, Roger P., and he has a almost full moon photo that he uploaded to the Tiny Shutter feed, and it is sweet. It's a really nice picture. It's really sharp, in my opinion. It looks much more detailed and much more sharp than the photo that we talked about last week.
Nice.
So, solid picture, one Roger P. I like it.
Can I give another honorable mention? A slightly lower than the one you just mentioned.
But yeah, is that camera?
No, it's Zach Arias' Instagram feed. His son. He took a picture of his son. His username is Z Arias. And his son is sleeping. And his son isn't wearing a shirt. But he's wearing the Iron Man mask. And he's gone to bed.
That's awesome.
I just thought that was awesome. That's all. But go on.
You know, I think those kinds of situations only happen in Zach Arias's life.
Yeah. I don't know. My daughter does some pretty weird stuff, too. My wife captures all that. I can't do it.
Well, I'm going to move on now to the real post pick of the week. And this is from someone that I know listens to the show, and I have a lot of interactions with them on Instagram. Username is Simon, the letter R, Sparks. This is a freaking awesome picture. It's Joe, you'll like it because it's not in a square format.
Thank you.
It's a black and white picture of, I'm assuming, his daughter. His caption is Violet and the Deck Cushions. Now, if he didn't put that caption on there, I would never know in a million years that she was hanging out in some deck cushions. Kind of looks like she's hiding under the covers,
right?
You know, in bed, just kind of peeking out. And just the way it's lit is just unbelievable. Kind of dark, and it almost looks like someone's shining a light under the covers, you know, and you just see her face just peeking out. And there's so much detail in her eyes and her hair. It's just a gorgeous picture. It's really just awesome.
That's an awesome photo.
I'm jealous of it.
We have some great photos on the Tiny Shutter feed. And if anybody wants to share their photos on Instagram, all you need to do is just add the hashtag Tiny Shutter to your photo, and it will be mixed into our collection of 9,000 plus photos. My God, we're almost to 10,000.
Yeah, I would say in the next maybe week, we will break 10,000.
Hey, I just wanted to give another honorable mention. Actually, now that we're honorable mentioning people, dude, your photo with star flower, that's badass. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
It's shot with the macro lens for that diff case that I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that it even turned out at all because I shot it handheld. I saw the flower and I had a tripod with me, but it was in the car and I was way too lazy to walk like 5 minutes back to the car to go get the tripod. So I actually took maybe like 4 or 5 shots like real quick, just in rapid succession with Pure Shot.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, you know, when you're hand holding and you're trying to shoot macro, you know, just the little movements of your hand make the focus change.
Yeah.
You know, so luckily I had one that to me looked acceptable and actually kind of just hung on to it and didn't do anything with it editing wise for a couple days because I was just kind of like, well, it's just a picture of a flower. You know, there was nothing remarkable about it. And sometimes I just have to sit on something for a while until I figure out a way that I want to edit something to make it, you know, a little bit more interesting or give it the mood that I want it to have or something like that.
How long did you have to sit on the flower for? Because it worked, whatever you did.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I guess I should have picked my words better there. I did not literally sit on it.
My God, there's like so much stuff that I miss on the feed. Like, I think I get everything. I think I'm following everybody, but I don't catch everything. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to stay active. I mean, I'm always looking. I go through the feed. Oh, I don't know that person. So I'll look to see if they're actually, you know, following other people or whatever, or if they just happen to say, look, a tiny shutter, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to find the people that are following the show. So, you know, if you guys are just new listening to the show and you want to put something on there, do it. And then, you know, let us know. Follow us and, you know, comment on other people's photos and like them, do whatever. You know, we're just creating a community and, you know, we've got some great, great images coming in.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
All righty. So let's move on to some focus points. Who wants to go first?
I do not want to.
Here, let me just do this.
Focus point.
I got to make one for post pick of the week.
Yeah.
I have to make a list for Scott Fletcher. And I need a new intro because the old one is pretty outdated. We need post pick of the week, and I happen to like focus points, so we're good with that one.
So I guess I'll go.
Yeah, go on. I'm on a tangent again.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm going to update one that I had mentioned before, but it's not my pick for today. The Olo clip had an update come in, and I knew once that update came in that the feature that wasn't working would work. And sure enough, it is a lens correction for the Olo clip. So when you're doing a wide angle, a fisheye, and you know the macro, there is options to correct the image, the lens distortion. So, and it works very well. I mean, you can even play around with it and make it more extreme in the correction, and it doesn't even have to be for that type of lens that you were using. It can even be for you using no lens whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. You go and it gives you the option to click on the fisheye or the wide angle or the macro. And sure enough, it'll take that distortion out. And it's, you know, whether you want the distortion or not, you know, is up to you. And, but I think it's a great option to give you more of a larger image in a confined space when you actually use the lens. So that was just the update on that. My pick for this week is called Koloid, or it's Koloid. And it is an app that simulates a wet plate collodion. So what you do is you take the image and then you can choose the amount of Collodium developer to add to the photo. And
well, before you go on, for those who aren't into photography, tell what Collodium is.
Oh, okay. It is what was used back in the 19th century to develop images, and it was mainly done on either glass or on metal, mainly metal. And so there was no paper images, and it was very hazardous too, because it was pretty much poison. And so,
like everything back then.
Yeah, exactly. It killed everybody. But what they would do is they would expose the chemicals on a piece of metal, and then they would pour this collodium on it, and what it would do is it would develop and then wash away, and whatever was left you had was the image. And I believe the negative actually on the metal became a positive. And so you had this metallic image, and there was, you know, very small depth of field. So a lot of times the images would be, you know, very shallow, which meant there was a lot of blurriness around it and a lot of things that were very sharp that was in the depth of field. And so it gives this, this mystic type look to it, very eerie look. So what this app does is once you take the image and you add the collodium, you have to actually tilt your phone to have the collodium, you know, go around the actual image, and you can start to see it develop as it's passing over. And you can either do it really light or you can do it very dark, depending on how long you have that collodium on there.
That's pretty cool. What's the name of the app again?
It's Colloid, Colloid. Colloid. And I'll put that in the show notes.
Is it a free app?
It was, I believe, $1.99.
Good Lord, that's breaking the bank.
It's 99 cents.
Oh, it is? Okay.
That's a little bit better. I don't have to take out a loan now. Nah, I kid.
Hey, you gotta save your money for the new Mac Pro.
Right. That's right.
In my case, it's more for the Fujifilm.
Yeah, 99 cents.
Cool. Awesome. And the only one I have for this week, this was brought up by one of our listeners, but a question that the listener posed to me, I forget who it was, and I apologize for forgetting who it was, but I've been posting my Fujifilm photos to my Instagram feed, and the question was, how did I do it? And if I often forget that a lot of people aren't syncing their phones with their computers anymore. The way I add my personal photos is I create a folder on my computer that has just all my photos that I want to put on my iPhone, and whether it's from my, you know, Nikon camera, my Canon camera, or my Fuji camera, or my Fuji rental, I gotta say. I gotta specify, I don't own it yet. In iTunes, there is a place when you select your iPhone, when it's plugged in and everything's synced, there is a tab called Photos, and it allows you to find that photo folder and upload that image into your photo gallery. And that's how I did it. It's as simple as that.
It was Jamie P. Gallagher.
Thank you. Thank you. And I apologize for not remembering. But that's how you add photos. And it's if you have a PC, you could do the same thing. It still allows you to select the photo tab and select the folder that your photo is in.
That's how I do it.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that if you happen to move that folder, you have to go into iTunes and find that new location.
Yeah. And if you do back up your or do a sync, it will remove those images from that folder off of your phone.
Yeah. So important to remember that. But that's it. Nothing hard about it. And I love it. I use it mainly for wedding clients with my iPhone or iPad. I have a folder specifically for wedding photography, and just bring that up and show it to clients, and it's pretty cool. And then I have a whole bunch of other fun stuff too.
Cool.
Yeah. And Matt, do you have one?
This week I don't. I have one on tap, but I did not get a chance this past week to play with it, so I can't really speak too much.
How about a preview?
It is actually a tried and true favorite, VSCO Cam by Visual Supply Company.
Nice.
They basically have kind of reworked their app, and it looks like it's got a lot of cool features, a lot of, in my opinion, really nice looking filter effects. They're not like really over the top cheesy ones. They're just nice looking. I don't know how else to describe them right now.
No, that's good enough.
You know, and the camera app does kind of what we expect all camera apps to do nowadays, separate the focus and exposure. I don't know. There's a lot of different stuff. I just really haven't had a chance to play with it yet.
Nice. Good preview. So cool. All right, let's wind things down. Tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs, Joe.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
And how about you, Matt?
Oh, I can be found all day long at Instagram or on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Very cool. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski. I'm on Instagram. Just find the username Lenswipe or find me on Twitter. I'm at mostly Marcus. And if you want to email the show, find us on tinyshutter.com and just pick the link, contact us, or whatever the name is. You can find us on Facebook. We are facebook.com/tinyshutter, or we are on Twitter at tinyshutter. And also, if you want to share your photos on Instagram, again, use the hashtag tinyshutter. And I'm still debating whether we should start a Google Plus group or, I don't know, something else.
Oh, okay.
On the one hand, I don't want to mess with anything good because we have something phenomenal with Instagram. But I feel that there isn't enough story going on sometimes. Like when I see some of these photos that people are doing, I want to know more about the photo. And
yeah, the Facebook, I mean, we've been getting like Rex Lensman and some other people have been posting stuff on Facebook. So, you know, we can even do stuff there, but there might be some people that don't like using Facebook at all. So, yeah,
I don't know. It's just a thought. I'm not saying we're going to do one thing or another. Right now, Instagram seems to be the most popular method, and I'm not going to fix what isn't broken. So all good. But, you know, if you guys do share your photos on Instagram and you do market with Tiny Shutter, if you get a chance, say a little something about the photo. And the best way, and I understand that it's inconvenient because you have to use your phone. You got to mash those keys on the screen and stuff. It's a bit of a pain. But if you go to your own Instagram website, you can add it much, much easier. So anytime you upload your photos and you get a chance, go to Instagram.com/ your username and you'll be able to log in and you'll also be able to add comments. So that's probably the easiest way to do it. Just a suggestion. There you go. Another focus point. So
that person doesn't have any photos.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you going to do? Anyway,
your username, they have 10 followers but no photos.
Oh, you actually looked that up?
Yes.
There's one person. Actually, have you ever tried this? Again, sorry about the tangent, but this one's kind of relevant. Have you looked at the person who owns Tiny Shutter as their username?
The young lady.
Yeah. That kind of irks me. some of those photos must be from us. They must be. Actually, never mind. I see some of the photos. They're just perverts. She really, really likes photographing her body.
Well, all right. I obviously need to look this up.
Anyway, if she didn't get any followers from us, she probably will now.
No.
Anyway, that's all for this week. Tune in next week for more stuff, more fun, and possibly a special guest star. I'm kidding about the special guest star.
Anyway. Oh, but possibly.
Possibly. Anyway, that's all. See you later.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. Suck it, Android!